So you're going to be in Whangaroa on Saturday at a Matariki event, doing some screen printing, but I reckon we should save the explanation of what that's about till the end, because I think it'll make more sense. You were part of a protest, is probably the wrong word, action at Te Papa at the end of last year. And again, various words have been used. One government minister said vandalised, but you might well use a different term for what happened to the a treaty exhibition there at the time. Do you want to just tell us what that was about?
Yeah, yeah. And I think the word we like to use is enhanced.
Enhanced, cool.
Yeah, yeah. But so I'm a member of Te Waka Hauora, and our group were campaigning or working towards putting pressure on Te Papa to change their Signs of a Nation exhibition. So that's the big one they've had since the opening of the museum, where it's all about Te Tiriti and the treaty, and how those two, the significance of it, I guess, and just putting that on display.
Yeah.
But for us, and for, I think, all New Zealanders and even Māori, when you go in there, you would see that it's fundamentally, as an exhibition, it was incorrect, it was misleading, because they had in the space two huge panels. They had the three articles of Te Tiriti and Te Reo Māori, and then they had the English draft, which is the English text, on the opposite wall, with no real explanation between the differences between the two, or any translation of the Te Reo Māori version, which is the only legitimate version within international law.
So the English version is sometimes referred to as a translation.
Yep, which would be incorrect.
Mm.
And this is still the language that they're using even now, that the English version is a translation, whereas it's not, and it can't be, because the English version came first. So the Māori version was created off the English version. But there's fundamental differences between the two which make it not a translation, if that makes sense.
Would the biggest difference be the description in each document of what happens with Māori sovereignty?
Yeah, so the first article is all about sovereignty being... In the English draft, it says that the Māori cede sovereignty to the Queen. And then in the Māori version, it talks about the Crown having the right to govern their people on the land. And that comes about because of the lawlessness at the time of the British... sailors and whalers and all that kind of stuff. So it was about bringing law and order to those people.
Yeah.
So, and that's one of those really fundamental differences between the two. But within the exhibit, there was no explanation of that. All you would see when you walk in was the English version saying that sovereignty was ceded to the Crown. And unless you can understand Te Reo Māori, you have nothing else to tell you otherwise. So the majority of people, we can speculate what the percentages are, but I'd say probably 85 to 90% of people who go into that space are unable to understand the Māori version, so they look to the English draft, which is on the opposite side, which says things like sovereignty being ceded and all the other misconceptions that we have around Te Tiriti.
And how long was that?
And that was the issue.
How long was that exhibition up?
I think it was about 24 years.
24 years.
Yeah, and at the creation of the exhibit, so this is another reason why we found it needed to be changed, was at the creation they employed a Māori advisory group, and that group had the likes of Moana Jackson and others at that stature on it, and they came forward with recommendations saying that you need to have an accurate translation of Te Tiriti and all this kind of stuff, quite a comprehensive list of things, and at the time Te Papa Board decided to ignore all of it and went with what they had, and following that, the Māori Advisory Board, most of the people on it left. They said, we're not going to have anything to do with this because you're silencing our side of the stories.
So they didn't want to be seen to be giving their blessing to that.
Yeah, and they were very unhappy with how the whole process and the end result as well, because, like I said, it ended up being very misleading. And for 25-ish years, it remained. And it was going to continue to remain right to the point that we did what we did.
So had there been attempts to get Te Papa to change the exhibition so that there was a full explanation as part of it?
Yeah, so there's been multiple attempts by different groups throughout the years about trying to get, either laying complaints or or requesting that Te Papa change it so it's more accurate and more informative and tells both sides of the story and all that. And from what we know, Te Papa ignored it. And I guess in their actions, they ignored it, right, because they remained. Mm. And then we went in 2021 and we did a sit-in. We sat in the space for 181 minutes to symbolise every year that since the CDT was signed. And our whole thing there was to try and bring attention to Te Papa about this exhibit and the need for it to change. And then from 2021 up until we took our action, we were trying to get it changed through their means of change making, I guess, through, you know, like writing letters, OIAs, ombudsman reports, petitions, all that kind of stuff. And it was just, it went nowhere, you know, they just ignored us pretty much.
Right.
Even though after a sit-in they did tell us, oh yes, we're going to change it, but then 2 years later, nothing happened. And that same message came through, I think, 7 years ago when another group asked Te Papa to change, and they said, oh yes, we see it needs to be changed, and it's in the works. And that was 7 years ago, so who knows what would happen, you know?
Mm, yeah, understand. So at what point did you decide that you wanted to take an action, or your group wanted to take an action?
So our group, the Wakahodua, we are a direct action group. Our main kaupapa is about going out and doing the action, doing the mahi, rather than going through all the processes that we know just end up getting you nowhere. So I think as a rōpū, we kind of had the inkling that we would have to go in there anyway, but it was about going through these processes and saying, look, we tried every step of the way through your process, which got us nowhere.
Mm.
But I guess it became apparent that this is what we were going to be doing maybe 3 or 4 months prior to the action where we started, when we started actually planning it out. Because it's not something that you just go and do. You know, we had to actually really get a good idea how to do it, and how we did it needed practice and training and all that kind of stuff, and everyone who went in knew their roles and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, maybe 3 or 4 months prior to the action, we kind of moved into that way of thinking.
So for people who haven't seen it, the exhibit is quite a tall exhibit, so access was one thing that you had to deal with just in that regard.
Yeah, it's about 13 metres high, I think the panel was.
Okay, right. And like, having seen the footage, like you imagine this is something that would be done under the cover of darkness or something like that. I mean, I haven't thought about it very deeply, but you did it in broad daylight with people around, by the looks of things.
Yeah. We I guess you can't get in the cover of darkness.
Yeah.
And so we went in, and our group of also non-violent. We aren't there to endanger anybody or to compromise the safety of anybody or go in there aggressively and violently. We're about peaceful, non-violent, direct action. So to go in the middle of the daytime wasn't an option for us. You know, like, it was, that's how we had to do it. And we put things in place, like, so the whole space, we taped it off with health and safety tape, you know, like the big orange
yep.
danger tape, which created an exclusion zone, so anyone within that zone had to be one of us, visors, hard hats, and it worked. We ushered any members of the public out, created that zone. Once that zone was up, we went up and did our mahi and got it done, and it was so effective that when the security came running, once they finally realised we were up there, our danger tape even stopped them from coming in the zone. Yeah, they're running, and then saw the tape and then just stopped on the other side, and we had our health and safety officers on our side who were able to talk to them and explain to them what we were doing and that everything was we had to be as professional as possible.
Yeah, that's funny, eh? Like, it's a serious thing you're doing, but that's a funny moment.
Yeah, it is.
So, and again,
have a laugh.
Yeah, again, for people who haven't seen it, because I'm sure there's still some out there who haven't seen it, what did you actually do? It was the English treaty on the wall, 13 metres high, like you say, so with the words, so what did you do with it?
Yeah, so we were inspired by Te Papa. So when we requested an OIA from them regarding any information since the conception of the exhibit relating to the exhibit, they sent us full documents of redacted material. Everything was redacted. And so that's where we got our inspiration to go and redact the English version, English draft. So we went in black spray paint and angle grinders, and we grinded out and spray painted over specific words in black to leave behind specific words. So first article, which talks about ceding sovereignty, we left the word no. We felt that was enough. enough response to that, just no.
Yep.
The second one was the Queen is the alien.
Yep.
And then the third one was ration the Queen's veggies.
So that's what it says. What is what it said immediately afterwards?
Yeah. So you know, we redacted out certain words that are left behind.
And so is
ration
that
the Queen's veggies?
Am I right in guessing that that's the image that you're going to be screen printing here in Whangaroa on Saturday?
Yeah. So we were lucky enough that people who supported us had some screens made up for us, and so that's the image that you walk away with, a piece of clothing with that piece of art, that artwork that put on your t-shirt or jersey or whatever it is you want.
Okay, and so we need to bring the item to get the screen printing done.
Yeah. So for us, we see it as an act of anti-capitalism to bring it in this way. Like, we could have gone down the route of just creating a clothing line and selling it online and anyone can get it. But for us to say, bring your own piece of clothing in, come and meet us, get it printed, and you walk away with something unique. And it's all cool, hard-based. We're not asking for money for this. You just bring it in and give what you want, if you want to give anything.
So that'll be happening. I'm just looking at the poster across the room here, from between 10 and 12:30 on Saturday, I think, here in the town hall.
Yeah, I think so. I don't actually know.
You haven't got. I know you haven't got to Raglan yet. Yeah, you haven't got here.
Yeah, I'm coming from Rotorua, so I was just told to jump on the radio this morning, have a cordial.
Well, I've got the poster here. It's from 10 to 12:30. That's one of the things that are happening during that time period in the hall. So, yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Now, the interesting thing is what happened afterwards. I think initially Te Papa put out something that was continuing the story that it was a trend, that the English version is a translation. But since then, it looks like Te Papa is taking what you guys are saying seriously, at least from what I've seen.
Hmm. Yeah, it was disappointing to see them still using that same language, that the English version is a translation of the Māori one. I haven't seen a lot about what they're doing now in terms of the narrative they're putting out, but they kept the panel up for 4 months after our action, which was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And it was our goal was to get it taken down, but then the fact that they left it up, and from what we could tell, I haven't been back. I've been banned from all of Wellington.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. But from what I could tell, people absolutely loved it and came from all corners of the mutu to go and see it and take selfies. So we saw heaps of selfies of people, and it created really dense, meaningful kōrero amongst people who went and people who saw what we did in there. So that was really cool. And I think it's forced Te Papa to really recognise what they had up and all that kind of stuff as well. So
yeah, and I think I was looking yesterday, I think what they've got at the moment is a temporary projection image up there that does pretty much what you guys wanted. I haven't gone into any details, so I can't say this for sure, but I think it's got the full explanation about the difference between the two versions.
Yeah, and it's got a translation as well.
Yeah, which is the key thing. The thing that amazes me is I just did a treaty workshop here in Whangaroa last year, and I pay a lot of attention to what's going on out there, I always have, and it's somehow it's a testament to the media or something, I don't know, but there was a lot of stuff I still didn't understand, even though I had heard many, many conversations and issues about the treaty and Te Tiriti. I didn't even know. I just thought Te Tiriti was like a transliteration. I didn't know there were two different versions with very different things being said. And I struggle to understand how I got into my 50s paying attention in this country and not having picked up what was actually going on. And I guess that's an indication of where we've been.
Yeah, I think ignorance around this benefits the status quo.
Mm.
And I personally think it's an intentional act to ensure that we don't know these things. That's why it was so difficult for us to get it to change through conventional means. And then when we did what we did, it was amazing how many people came forth and said that they didn't even know, you know, this is Iwi Māori, Iwi Pākehā.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's such a simple aspect of Te Tiriti and the treaty that they're two different documents, yet so many people are still ignorant to that fact. So a big thing for us is trying to get people to understand these fundamental things, you know, aspects of our nation, so that we can actually, you know, once we understand these things, then we can actually start moving forward and addressing them.
Yeah, and I think
there's no mechanisms in place to actually ensure people know these things, really.
Yeah, except kind of getting publicity. The Minister of Justice, Paul Goldsmith, was telling Te Papa, you should take down the vandalised version of the treaty, but he seems to be the only person. I had a quick look around the internet yesterday. He seems to be the only person who's still striking that tone. Well, probably his whole government is, but yeah, that it's vandalism and it should be punished and should have been taken down. But Te Papa didn't listen to him. He kept it up for a little bit longer. So I guess that it does feel to me like you guys have had quite a bit of success with this one.
Yeah, absolutely. And from what I understand, Paul Goldsmith got in trouble for his opinion sharing as well anyway, so good on him. But, it was hugely successful. It was more successful than we could have anticipated.
Yeah.
But I think a large part of that is because of how we conducted ourselves, and also we didn't give the opposition, the other side of the debate, we didn't give them much to pick us up on.
Yeah.
You know, because we'd covered our bases by going through all the processes. We went in, we were as professional as possible, and we were on the right side, I believe. You know, we exposed truth.
Yeah.
Which is hard to bring down, I guess, once it's out, eh?
So hopefully that keeps spreading, because, like, I totally agree with you that if people don't have this basic understanding of the founding document for this nation, then, yeah, it's a problem.
Yeah.
Do you guys have your eyes on any other issue at the moment?
I'll be breaking my bail to tell you.
Okay. Well,
put it that way.
I'll just keep an eye out then, and we'll see what might happen next.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. All right, folks, we've just been talking to Tawehi. You're going to be here on Saturday at the, and people can get a screen print of this image of the correction of the English version of the treaty. And, 10 o'clock here in the town hall, that's when it starts, 10 to 12:30.
Yeah, come down. No more.
Cool, man. Thank you for talking to me this morning.